This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's now 7 after the hour on the Wednesday DJV program. D starts with Doug, or Doug starts with D. J starts with Jennifer. Jennifer starts with J. Victoria starts with a V. We got that. Kara is here as well. You hear her voice, her thoughts, all of our thoughts about issues of the day. And start with a number of trending items. What do you find, Jennifer, is piquing the interest of the various websites and the social media sites that have trending stories on them?
Well, there are three big trending stories today, at least in my mind. First of all, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook.
That's
Spielberg.
His new company.
Yeah.
Decided
yes.
That he will testify. Exactly. Yeah. That he will testify in front of Congress. This is coming after two big revelations. The first was something you probably heard about, Cambridge Analytica, which is a research firm that essentially puts together those quizzes that you take on Facebook. What Muppet are you? Personality tests, basically, that take your information. Now, when you sign up to take the test, you give them the right to take your information. However, people that did that were also unknowingly opening up all of their friends on their list to have their information mined as well by Cambridge Analytica. So 50 million people were part of that scandal.
Right.
Then just yesterday, it was revealed that Facebook, people who had an Android device and had Facebook Messenger were actually unknowingly giving over access to their cell phone records, the length of their phone call, their contact information, their text messages, all sorts of information. It was part of the license agreement that you sign when you're a Droid user and you have Facebook Messenger, but I think a lot of people, most people, do not read all of those contracts. So Mark Zuckerberg now talking privacy issues, and he'll do it, I think, in Congress around April 10th is the date that they're looking at to have Mark Zuckerberg there. Also going on, Donald Trump. We always have to have our Trump update. Apparently, rumor has it that he hates Amazon, and he wants to make the life of Jeff Bezos and Amazon pretty miserable because he thinks that Amazon is taking advantage of the U.S. Postal Service. He also thinks that Amazon is putting other mom-and-pop shops and retailers out of business. And so according to the reporting, if you believe it or not, behind the scenes, Trump has been asking his staff to look at some of the things that he can do to clip Jeff Bezos's wings a little bit at Amazon.
So if you don't like them for that reason, then you don't like Walmart either, because they do the same thing or have done for the past 30 years, put small businesses, mom-and-pop operations in rural America out of business. Done a nice job putting hardware stores out of business, drug stores, grocery stores. That's what they do. So maybe you ought to go after them.
I think it's funny. I don't know if it's affecting the Postal Service so much because they use UPS and FedEx.
Yeah.
Maybe they're taking business away from the Postal, I guess.
Mm.
But I think it's funny that, non-politically, but that the guy who literally his goal in life is to put his name on everything he can put his name on, I think it's so funny that he doesn't like that Amazon is essentially doing the same thing.
That's
maybe he's a little jealous.
Maybe.
Now, he said, I guess he's not so concerned with the Facebook story, although Mike Pence is. He's been focusing, excuse me, all of his attention on Amazon. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. All right. Did you have one more, Jen?
One more, of course. There's always three, right?
Right.
Corey Feldman. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
Oh. Okay, so Corey Feldman is trending right now on Twitter, and that's because he's been hospitalized after he was stabbed by a man in what he claims to be a revenge attack against his allegations about sexual abuse in Hollywood.
Whoa.
He tweeted two pictures of himself in a hospital bed and revealed the attack happened while his security guards were distracted. He said three men approached him while he was out in public before another man pulled up in his vehicle. This man managed to open Corey's car door and stab him with something. That's what his allegation is. Yeah, you can see the pictures. They're all over the place right now. Next to the picture of him recovering in the hospital bed, Corey wrote, "I'm in the hospital. I was attacked tonight. A man opened my car door and stabbed me with something. Please say prayers for us. Thank God it was only myself and my security in the car when three men approached. While security was distracted with the guy, a car pulled up and attacked me. I'm okay," he went on.
Huh.
Wow.
Weird.
LAPD's looking at this as attempted homicide.
Jeez. Wow. All right, there's a trail of debris behind Bad Vlad, Puke, and Putin, and it starts with what happened at that big mall, the death of 64 people, many of them children, fire last weekend. They were banging on locked doors, screaming into cell phones, crying for help. Putin asked local officials, how could this ever happen, trying to deflect the issue away from him, because after all, he's the most popular politician, according to him, in the history of Russia. He got elected by 70% of the vote, so he's got to be the hero of the crowd, right? Well, apparently, there are a lot of people who were drowning him out when he was up there. He went to visit the area, placed a wreath by the mall where the people died, that sort of thing. So there's that, and what he's trying on the side to do something about all the Russian diplomats that have been booted out by 23 countries. But his major domestic issue right now is people who are furious, and they've focused on him for whatever the reason. I don't know that it has anything really to do with him, but there apparently is there's a seething in Russia because people know what's going on now. And they have been fairly quiet or afraid to pose any resistance or say things that would be construed to be anti-state, because Putin has basically done the morphing. He equates the state to him. He's the state is him, that kind of stuff. So but people there are, you can't keep information away from people anymore. So even though people may be, turning a blind eye to what he is doing outside the country, they figure that, or at least some of the things that I've read, suggest that people think he's paying more attention to what's going on outside of Russia than what's going on inside of Russia, and therefore the weakening of systems in the country and the way in this circumstance. This is in Siberia, so it's not like it was, downtown Moscow where people are going to be watching or looking. So anyway, there's that. I thought it was interesting, as we talk about the number of people, the list, if you will, of countries that are expelling Russian spies as a punishment for the nerve agent attack in Britain and some of the other things that are going on. So the folks in New Zealand said, yeah, we'll sign on. We're going to send back all the diplomats that are here from Russia, until they figured out there weren't any diplomats from Russia in New Zealand. New Zealand does not have any Russian intelligence. They have no Russian, anything. No diplomat. They don't have, sure they have some kind of relationship with Russia, but when they were trying to find who they could send home, they couldn't find anybody. So there's nobody in New Zealand that represents the Russian. But it does sort of underscore how upset people are in the world sending. I don't know that anybody, did the Chinese send home? No, they didn't send any Russian diplomats home, right? Mostly it's been Europeans and us and New Zealand and Australia looking at it, but anyway.
You're reminding me of that show we were talking about earlier in Jen's TV report, The Americans.
Yeah.
Which is, I've seen a few episodes. I didn't see
the story
of
Russian spies on our
They're raised as Americans, right?
Yeah, yeah, right.
And then they have, yeah. That's totally plausible, right?
Oh,
like, that's probably happening.
Yeah. I find that to be quite a watchable show. I don't watch it a lot, but when I have seen it, it's something that I find the two main characters, I don't know if appealing is the right word, but there certainly is something that you can learn by watching what they're doing. But this was supposed to have taken place, I believe, in the 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. I think that's when this flashes back to, if I'm not mistaken, Victoria. 15 past the hour on the DJV show. Business owners, if you're still using one of those free email services for your company, like Gmail, Yahoo, AOL, or whatever, Hotmail, that kind of stuff, maybe it's time for you to think about the trust factor when it comes to your customers. if you know, maybe it's just you don't look big time if you don't have, certainly in this age, a way to separate yourself out from the rest of the crowd. So now along comes easyemail.tech, T-E-C-H, the easyemail.tech approach makes the process simple and low cost to change from dot whatever, com, whatever the things are like we're using. I'm going to change our stuff to dot tech because it's different, right? You know, everything else is this radio show at dot com, it's dot com, this dot com, that. Or if it's a school, it's dot edu. If it's, what is it when it's a non-profit?
Dot org.
Dot org. Mm-hmm. Yep. EasyEmail.tech will make it very easy for you to stand out in the crowd. So call EasyEmail today at 844-344-7607, and they'll get you all set up with your own .com or .shop or .tech or whatever professional email you want. EasyEmail, based in our country, real people with real answers to your real questions. So call them, talk to them, see what you can work out for yourself at 844-344-7607. That's easyemail.tech. You can go there, but I think it's better to talk to a human being. So get the info if you want at easyemail.tech on how you can use the .tech for your business, or call 844-344-7607.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Hi friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day, and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event. And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like IT Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
Your phone number, your salary, your spouse's name, children's names, where you live, all of this is easy to find online. When was the last time you Googled yourself? It's startling what you can find online, especially as it relates to your personal information. Do not be a victim. Protect your privacy and your family security with Executive Privacy from Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender is the leader in this field, making the web safer. With Reputation Defender's Executive Privacy, your personal information can be scrubbed clean from online search results. In this day and age, we all need this. It's more affordable now than you might think. Call 844-432-4886. Reputation Defender's Executive Privacy Special, 844-432-4882. Or you can go to reputationdefender.com/Doug. That's reputationdefender.com/DOUG.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
A theme from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Is that what the name of it was?
They just call it Queer Eye now. Right. They haven't, yeah. Because it's all not right. Just for straight guys.
No. Got it. So Netflix is going to have another season of this show, Queer Eye. This debuted in February with a new cast of experts at the helm. So one more season from Netflix. Doesn't release ratings information. Netflix doesn't, but the series unquestionably struck a chord with many viewers. It's been praised for its warm and positive tone, bridge-building narratives, and inspirational transformations. They've also renewed family comedy One Day at a Time, which was a show that came from ABC a number of years ago. So anyway, Queer Eye was on Bravo, I think, for five seasons. It was on regular television.
It was, yeah.
Before it went to Netflix.
It actually put Bravo on the map. Bravo
didn't really have anything
else except Queer Eye in the beginning, and now it's all the Housewives. But, yeah, Queer Eye was really a groundbreaking show when you kind of look back on it now. It was really amazing. But this new one, Kara and I are both big fans. Every single episode I cried in a good way. Every episode. And Lewis he watched everyone with me too, and he was fighting back tears. It's a beautiful show. It makes everybody feel so good watching it. It's really unlike anything else that's on TV right now.
There you go. There are a lot of those things. As I was mentioning earlier, my opinion of what's on Netflix now, I don't know if they're going to do an abbreviated House of Cards series.
I think they're still in production.
Are they?
Yep.
All right. Well, anyway, that's our TV news. Let's get to music news now on the DJV show. Victoria and Kara and I have a focus now on Prince tribute fence being installed at his music studio and home in Minnesota as officials there prepare for fans returning on the second anniversary of his death, April 21st, 2 years ago. So now they're going to have a display, lots of fan messages, artifacts at Paisley Park. They also announced new details about a celebration for this year. It'll be over the weekend of April the 19th to the 22nd. 10 more guest speakers have been added, including members of Prince's band, The Revolution celebration will include a concert called Prince Live On the Big Screen.
Live on the big screen.
Oh, live on. I was thinking about Live On.
But Living On, that's true too. Yep.
Right. He lives on the live screen.
There you go.
Target Center in Minneapolis will be where that gets seen. Okay, so we're not going to easily forget.
I can't believe it's been 2 years.
Very visible on the AC stations, the rock stations. Next musical story focuses on a bunch of old rockers, a group called Jethro Tull, about which I'm guessing, Victoria, you and Kara know little or nothing.
Zero. Kara always surprises us with stuff from the 70s.
Our father likes Jethro Tull. He looks like a member of Jethro Tull.
It's funny. I have listened to a lot of bands from the 70s. Jethro Tull is not one that I know a lot about, so you'll have to fill us in, Doug.
Well, the fellow who's the lead singer, Ian Anderson, has a 50-song track list from the band's 21st studio albums, and now there's a 3-disc compilation to celebrate the 50th anniversary, 50 for 50, coming out on the 25th of May. It's loosely arranged in chronological order to capture the musical phases as Jethro Tull grew up, if you will. They're first a pretty bluesy bunch, and so it's represented by Nothing Is Easy, Beggar's Farm, and then they get hard, like Aqualung, Locomotive Breath, some of the names they came up with. They have a lot of rock classics, Skating Away, A Critique Oblique, folk songs like Heavy Horses, Songs from the Wood. They've had quite an interesting career. So it's going to be released, the CD version, on the 25th of May, alongside 50-50. The vinyl version comes out in August. Jethro Tull here at 28 past the hour.
In today's news, Ford claimed they will have the freshest lineup in the automotive industry. They told the press most of their big profits come from trucks and utility vehicles. Ford announced their F-Series truck sales are a $41 billion business, which is bigger than Coke and Nike. Ford's entire SUV lineup will be refreshed, and some of those new vehicles are already seeing increases in sales, like the Ford Expedition, which sales are up 49% since the introduction of the new model. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. Table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here. I'm just shopping.
Oh.
Table runners, come with me. A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 3 p.m. and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when GEICO says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh-la-la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Don't blink. Don't miss a minute. We have lots to talk about, as usual, here. Wednesday, the 28th of March, DJV Show, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, celebrating National Red Wagon Day. Radio Flyer. Who hasn't had a Radio Flyer wagon? Please, I hope, ladies, you're going to both tell me.
I did not.
You didn't?
I did not.
Oh, you've been, you're, no wonder you are the way you are.
Did Kara have one?
Kara, do you have a Radio Flyer or a little red wagon?
I think you don't remember? Are they plastic or are they wooden?
No, they're metal.
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 I had a red wagon when I was a kid. I don't remember ever calling it a Radio Flyer.
That was the name. That was the manufacturer.
Brand. Yeah.
That's the brand.
Yeah. So
right.
I don't know. Maybe we might have had that. We might have had an off-brand. I don't know. Uh-huh. Knowing my parents, we might have got the cheaper version. But
nice.
No offense, Mom and Dad.
No, taken. No, none. So it's the 100th anniversary of Radio Flyer. They want to establish a day that not only celebrates children's imagination, but the vehicles that help them explore it, their wagons. We had a couple of them. Matter of fact, on the farm, we've got a couple. We've used them to carry things around. The children carry each other around on them, on the lawn, on the farm. National Red Wagon Day, founded by Radio Flyer, in honor of their 100th anniversary. What kind of memories does that present to many of you who are listening that had one of these wagons? It may be that it's an older thing, although I can't imagine my children had them. I can't imagine children not being exposed to them in one way or another. But, listen, I don't have the same upbringing or circumstances as other people do. But I think it's very cool. Enjoy your Red Wagon, especially as the weather gets better. You take them out and the children, it's not an easy ride. It's a little bumpy.
It's a little bumpy, yeah. I'm sure Miles will have one carbon. Soon, right?
Miles is in the offing for having one, yes. Right. Sooner rather than later. Other items here, some food news. Well, actually, this is a highlight. I'm kind of getting a kick out of, in retrospect, the whole business about Spielburgers. Because Carl's Jr., you may or may not have heard in California, or in the, they have both East and West Coast hamburger chains. They introduced some smaller burgers called Spielburgers. And they were using it to promote the new movie that's out this weekend, and they thought they were being cute until Steven Spielberg said, no, no, 1,000 times, no. So I also was thinking it would be smart for somebody like the In-N-Out burger chain to create a Zuckerburger. Or maybe they should call it a Sucker Burger for the people who are still on Facebook like me. But that'll be something else that'd get created. In and out in the news this week, they have, you know, this is one of those really iconic, there's so much difference. You know, people think a hamburger is a hamburger is a hamburger. No. You go to McDonald's and you get one kind of hamburger. You go to Carl's, you get another kind of hamburger. There's another popular burger chain in California called the In-N-Out Burger, which is the most expensive, I think, and probably the gooeyest, sloppiest, has the most value.
That's the one that's the most buzzed about.
Yes.
As an East Coaster, I don't eat meat, but as an East Coaster, anytime any of my friends have gone to the West Coast, it's In-N-Out Burger is like their first stop.
Yep. In-N-Out Burger's all over the place. Yeah, there's apparently a little bit of controversy floating around Victoria because somebody on YouTube, a fellow named Cody Roeder, is that his name? Roeder, is that how you pronounce his last name?
O-R-O-E-D-E-R.
Mm-hmm. He's done a lot of different things on YouTube. He tried to pose as In-N-Out Burger's CEO, demanding free food going into restaurants. But apparently, the In-N-Out people are not happy about it. They're not amused. So he's facing a restraining order, which would ban him from going into any In-N-Out establishment, no matter where they are. And they file a lawsuit against them. You can see, you could, because they've been deleted now. You can see some of the YouTube clips where he was dressed in a button-down shirt and a gray suit, strolling into some of the In-N-Out locations trying to get free hamburger. He pretended to be the CEO. He posed as, in one of them, I guess, as the ex-husband of the company's real president. And so they are not amused. He was told to stop it. He went over to Burbank to the In-N-Out Burger there, took a burger from a customer, telling them it was contaminated. Wow, jeez. This guy's got some brass, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All of these YouTubers do. They just, I guess that they're, you know, prompted by all of the people who watch their videos to go and do this crazy stuff. Apparently he did it at Taco Bell and Ralph's Supermarket as well, similar videos like this.
Yeah.
And he went into In-N-Out and took customers' burgers and threw them on the ground. Some people are so stupid. He's guaranteed to never get free burgers now, that's for sure.
Well, why should he get free burgers?
Well, he shouldn't. Right. I'm just saying that if he ever wanted to, going in and pretending to be someone and throwing customers' burgers on the grounds guarantees that he's not going to.
The
problem is that they have I was reading last night an add-on to this. They have so many copycat cases now where kids have seen him do this, and they're trying to do it around the country.
Really?
So businesses are kind of freaked out. They don't really know how to handle it. So it's I blame Undercover Boss.
Yeah.
We can just all blame
I wouldn't be surprised. People are taking that to
heart. Isn't it amazing how no one ever knows what the CEO of the company looks like?
I know it here.
We know it here, yes.
they at least know what he sounds like, whether they know what he looks like or not. It remains to be seen. Other food news, 2/3 of the salmon eaten in our country is farm-raised. Did you know that? Largely imported from Norway, Chile, Canada. And so the essence of it, as far as what you get out of it, just so you have this reference, Atlantic salmon is farm-raised, and if it's considered wild salmon, it will be from the West Coast, and it's better for you. The stats are pretty easily explained. It's just, I'm just giving you the bottom line. If you're buying and eating salmon, the farm salmon is on the East Coast, and West Coast salmon is wild-caught and has it's better, basically, when you compare the two of them in terms of protein and how much fat is in it, that sort of thing. But no matter what, it's, you know, this stuff's still good for you. It's just, where does it come from? I've always had that question, Frank. I've always been confused by it. Farm salmon.
The Atlantic, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Because sometimes, there are, think about it, salmon live in rivers. They don't live in the
right.
ocean. So
yeah.
If it says Atlantic salmon, that's a pretty good tell-all right there. They were raised in a tank.
One of the things that farm salmon have as a problem, they have a lot of PCBs, a lot of contaminants.
Yeah.
And so this increases your risk of maladies like cancer. Limit your exposure. Look for organic, sustainably farmed salmon. Trim the skin and the fat off of the fish before you eat it. And but there are a lot of different kinds of salmon. This sort of reminds me of an article I read last night in the plane coming home in Psychology Today. It was very interesting to see how an analysis was done of people and how they evaluate food, i.e. using local, using natural, using organic, those three labels, and what it means to people. And of, according to this article, natural was what won, but it used to be if you had the same survey. I remember the same survey from last year where local won. But now people, for whatever the reason, I can't tell you that I know why, but in this circumstance, if it applied to salmon, right, if you applied this to eating salmon, natural is better. I don't think you'd find local. There's no real such, well, I suppose maybe depending on where you live, there could be local salmon. But natural, and do we consider farm salmon to be natural?
Well, I don't.
No.
I personally don't. I don't eat any farm-raised fish because it's not really, it's not well regulated. A lot of it comes from Thailand and farm-raised shrimp.
Asia.
Horrific conditions
Vietnam,
over there for the workers
Laos,
too.
Oh yeah.
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 And so, but farm-raised salmon, especially, I've seen so many nutritionists, and it's not that popular to say, but they have really stressed how unhealthy farm-raised salmon is and how the, because of the PCBs, and essentially they're just, these fish are grown in tanks. There's, they add antibiotics into the tank because they're just basically living in a fish tank. And if, I don't want to be too gross, but think about what stays in a fish tank. So that's not
pooper
natural.
Pooper doopers, boys and girls.
Lots of pooper doopers. That's
Eat
not
up
natural.
That pooper dooper.
The other thing that's really gross that they do, they inject farm-raised salmon to make them look pinker.
Mm-hmm.
And so because natural salmon, wild salmon, is very pink and has sometimes even a dark pink look to it. And so in order to make these anemic-looking farm-raised salmon look better and more presentable, they inject a color dye. So there's a whole lot of bad stuff going on. I don't ever want to discourage people from eating fish because it is healthy, but
better
really stay away from the farm-raised salmon.
Yeah, or any farm-raised fish. Doesn't make any difference whether it's salmon.
Yeah, farm-raised tilapia, too. That's just a bottom feeder. That's,
gross. Well, that's what lobster and crabs are, and clams. They're all bottom feeders.
I know, but they're delicious.
All right, speaking of that, I'm going to give you a moment or two to think through, if you had to eat only one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? If you had to eat only one food, one choice for the rest of your life, what would that food be that you would eat? Answer coming up from the ladies here, and rhetorically speaking, oh, you can post it if you want, at DJV Show, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillen, at Doug Steffen. You can post it at facebook.com/DJV Show. If you had to eat only one food for the rest of your life, what would that be? Meanwhile, let's think about problems that I can help you get out of, or I'm actually going to tell you how you can get out of this problem. If you have a timeshare and you're trying to get out of it, you write checks every month and you don't go, or you trade it, or you just don't like it, you're tired of it, you've had it for 20 years and you want out! Well, there's a way to get out. Contact Resort Release. Resort Release. Take it from me, when you're ready to leave the timeshare nightmare behind, that you have, you don't like it, These are the people you want. These are the people you want to call at 888-277-7245. I'm betting there are many people listening, thousands and thousands of you, that have a timeshare. We all know somebody's got a timeshare. Some people like them. Some people don't. You like them? Fine. You don't like them? And you're not sure how to get out, you call Resort Release at 888-277-7245. They give you 100% guarantee that you legally and permanently will be out. You can get out of the contract. And if you don't, you don't have to pay them anything. Better Business Bureau rating of A+, Resort Release. Call them to get out of the timeshare. 888-277-7245. Have I made my point? I think so. 888-277-7245 for Resort Release.
This report is brought to you by Odor Eaters. Odor Eaters is back with their fun yet stinky annual Rotten Sneaker Contest. All participants at this national contest are raising a stink by showing off their foul-smelling sneakers at the annual event. Children from across the country competed at this year's contest, hosted at Ripley's Believe It or Not, for a chance to win the national title and $2,500. But only one lucky pair of rotten sneakers could be crowned the winner, and they belong to Hunter Ham from Eagle River, Alaska. And while scientists thought that the human nose could only detect about 10,000 different smells, they recently discovered that this number increased to 1 trillion, making it possible for our judges to find yet a new foul scent on every sniff. Rachel Hurst, PhD and expert of smell.
This year's participants really moved the bar up even higher. We all know kids are known for getting into some stinky messes, but these kids have a talent.
For more, visit odoreaters.com.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when GEICO says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh-la-la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right. If you had to eat only one food for the rest of your life, Kara, what would it be?
Mashed potatoes, I think. Bringing out the Irish in me. I love mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
Ugh, love
wow.
them.
Really? And how it with butter, gravy,
no
a lot of salt and pepper?
No gravy, but a lot of butter and a lot of salt.
All right. Do you make the skins crispy? If you're doing a baked potato, you only want mashed potato. You want potatoes,
well, I mean,
or
I'll take any potatoes. Sure, why not? Why limit myself?
All right, okay. So there's the Irish in her.
Wow.
Now let's go to the real Irish person here.
You're
Victoria,
gonna laugh.
You have one food for the rest of your life. What will it be?
Pizza.
Pizza.
I can eat pizza all day, every day. I could live on it, and yes, that's an easy, easy answer for me. Totally a non-Irish answer.
Can we hang out with each other once a week? That way,
yeah,
I can get some pizza.
Anybody ever created a potato pizza? Ever see pizza with potato on top of it?
I'm sure it's out there, but I don't think it's that. I don't think it would be that good.
Story about who's eating raw potatoes to dry out? I'm trying to remember
what?
Somebody. If you eat raw potatoes and you're drinking too much liquor, alcohol, raw potatoes will soak it up, and you won't have the same impact.
Jeez.
All right. Potatoes and pizza. Sounds like Breakfast of Champions to me.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines.
UNS takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Jurassic Park, right?
It is.
See, I've never been to see the Jurassic Park movies because there's too many people getting eaten by the creepy crawly dinosaurs. I don't want to see that.
It is a little scary. It's a little intense.
Thank God. All right, Jeff Goldblum is in the movie news. Chucker's not here today, so let's go through a couple of things that he wouldn't talk about if he were here.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of movies out to focus on the Kennedys. There's a movie coming out in a couple of weeks called Chappaquiddick, which is about Teddy Kennedy and his relationship with his father, who's played in this movie by Bruce Dern, who comes across as the a-hole that he was in real life in this movie. And now along comes Jeff Goldblum, who's going to star in a movie about the doctor who lobotomized Teddy and John and Bobby's sister. Rosemary Kennedy, as you may or may not know, was lobotomized by the father, and the doctor's name was Walter Freeman. So the movie's called The Mountain, set in 1954, follows the story of this youngster who lost his mother as a child, ultimately ends up being taken under the wing of a lobotomy-performing doctor. The doctor is Wallace Fiennes, is that how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm.
Played by Jeff Goldblum, character based on Freeman, the man who pioneered lobotomies and shock therapy, performed the surgery on Kennedy's sister Rosemary that rendered her disabled for the rest of her life. And the reason it was performed is because that old jackass, her father, said she was too sexually arousing. She was too sexual, so he decided to put an end to that by lobotomizing her. That's the kind of family we're talking about that's revered far and wide by many people in this country. The Kennedys, oh, they're wonderful. Yeah, no. They
well, I think that the kids, maybe through the influence
of
the mother.
Some of them cleaned their act up. Yeah,
them,
Bobby did. Jack kind of did. Teddy was a jerk. Always a jerk. He was
but not a criminal.
Good.
You know, the father was just, to me, when I
no,
learned about
criminal.
Him, he was a
he got away with Chappaquiddick. He lied his way.
Well.
This he lied his way out of that. Oh, my God, yes. Wait till you see the movie, Victoria.
Uh-oh.
All right. So that's the Jeff Goldblum story. And everybody's going to run to the theater to see a movie about Rosemary Kennedy being lobotomized. But it's a story, anyway, to be told. Up next, another focus on romantic drama and Jason Sudeikis. I never understood people's interest. I don't see him as, well, we'll talk about it in a moment, right after these kind words.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, so let's see. Continuing on with movie news here, there's a movie out called Kodachrome, debuting on Netflix and in theaters as well on the 20th of next month. Jason Sudeikis plays a floundering A&R executive at Spitting Devil Records on the verge of being fired unless he can snag a band from Sony. This is a movie that came out at the Toronto International Film Festival. He ends up taking a road trip with his long-estranged, terminally ill father, played by Ed Harris, to Kansas to the one remaining photo lab that can develop all rolls of Kodachrome film that Harris's character took decades earlier, desperately wants to see before he dies.
Sounds kind of a cool premise.
Yeah. I don't like Jason Sudeikis. Never have. I don't get
he,
it.
He might be really good in this, but I love Ed Harris. Everything Ed Harris is in
too.
Is so
yeah,
good.
I'm with you on that one. And as far as romantic drama is concerned, I think you'll see the continuing this Bella Thorne, Patrick Schwarzenegger movie, Midnight Sun. If you haven't seen it, I recommend it. Go see it this weekend.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.